Hi, everybody. I'm John Torrance. Welcome to our podcast channel. I know that you will be blessed by today's message.
Well, my word this morning, it's a short word, but it's titled, Just One Word from God. Just one word from God. Because let me just say to you, just one word from God will change your life. Just one word from God will change your life. And I'm looking at the story in Mark chapter 2. And it's a story of a man who's lame. And he's been carried by four friends to a house where Jesus is preaching the word. And when they get to the house is full. And so they make a decision to get up onto the roof. And when they get on the roof, they begin to rip the roof open. They make a hole in the roof. They make a decision together now to lower the man down through that hole so that he ends up right at the feet of Jesus. And Jesus looks at their faith. And he says to the man in Mark chapter 2, verse 11, get up, take your mat, and go home. The man hears the words of God personally. He's at the feet of Jesus, and he personally hears the Lord speak to him. Just one word from God will change your life. Just one word. Just one word. I don't know how long the man was paralyzed, but I do know that when he heard the word personally in his own heart, he got up and the man that was lame walked out of there and walked home. Just one word from God will change your life. Come on, let's put our hands together and give God some praise. So the story in Mark chapter 2 is a story of a man with a very real weakness, a very notable hindrance, a very visible limitation, and that is his lame. But yet with determination and faith in God, with determination and faith in God, he confronted, challenged, and overcame his weakness and stepped into the plan and purpose of God for his life. And I want to say to you this morning that before we can step into the so much more in 2024, that we, like this man, with determination and faith in God, need to confront, challenge, and overcome the weaknesses of 2023. Is someone hearing me? I said, before we can step into the so much more in 2024, we, like this man, with determination and faith in God, need to confront, challenge, and overcome the weaknesses of 2023. Amen? I want us to say this together. Say with me, with determination and faith in God, I will confront, challenge, and overcome the weaknesses of 2023. One more time. With determination and faith in God, I will confront, challenge, and overcome the weaknesses of 2023. You see, the old and the new, they don't work well together. They don't work well together. They don't work well. It's almost like in the realm of the spirit, you have to get rid of the one in order to make room for the other. And so Jesus speaks of this in Mark chapter 2, verse 21. He says, no one sews a patch of unshrunk cloth on an old garment. If he does, the new piece will pull away from the old, making the tear worse. Can you see that? New and old, they don't mix. If you take an old garment that's torn and you take a new piece of cloth and you sew it over, the new piece of cloth is still going to shrink and it's going to pull away from the old garment, making the tear worse. The old and the new, they don't work together. In verse 22, and no one pours new wine, which is still breathing and expanding, and it needs a container that's flexible. No one pours new wine into old wineskins. Old wineskins have lost their flexibility. If he does, the wine will burst the skins, and both the wine and the wineskins will be ruined. No, he pours new wine into new wineskins. Are you hearing what's going on here? Jesus is saying, if you want something new, you're going to have to deal with the old. We've got to get rid of the old garment, got to get rid of the old wineskin. You can't be saying so much more in 2024, but you're still carrying the baggage of 2023 with you. It's not going to work. You can chant as much as you want, so much more 2024, so much. There's stuff that's holding you back. You have to deal with the weakness, the limitation, the hindrances in your life. You have to be like this man that got at the feet of Jesus and he heard a word of God personally for himself, and with that was able to confront, challenge, and overcome the weakness and step into the plan and purpose of God. Amen. Say to your neighbor, take care of the old garment. Tell the person on the other side, get rid of the old wineskin. So how do we do that? How do we do that, Pastor Mark? How do I prepare myself right now and position myself for this great year where our senior pastors have said so much more in 2024? And it's not just a slogan they made up because they thought it rhymes nicely. It's something they heard from God. So in the realm of the Spirit, God is saying, this is a year where I will bless you exceedingly, abundantly, above anything you can ask, expect, or imagine. This year, even your imagination is going to be a limitation to what God is going to do with your destination. God is going to do great things this year. But you've got to get rid of the old garment and get rid of the old wineskin. How do I do that? I'm glad you asked. Verse 18, Mark chapter 2. Now, John's disciples and the Pharisees were fasting. Bump your neighbor and say, fasting. Some people came and asked Jesus, how is it that John's disciples and the disciples of the Pharisees are fasting, but yours are not? Jesus answered, how can the guests of the bridegroom, who's the bridegroom? Jesus, the church is the bride. How can the guests of the bridegroom fast while he is with them? They cannot so long as they have him with them. But the time will come when the bridegroom, who's the bridegroom? Jesus, the bridegroom will be taken from them, and on that day they will fast. Jesus is saying, as long as I'm on the earth with the disciples, there's no need for them to fast. But a time is coming when I'm going to be taken off the earth, away from the earth, away from the disciples. When did that happen? The ascension. When he ascended, in Acts chapter 1, verse 9, he was taken off the earth. He's now seated on the right-hand side of the Father. And Jesus said, when that happens, that's when my people will fast. That's when the church will fast. So Jesus was saying, from Acts chapter 1, verse 9 onwards, my people will be fasting. Onwards, meaning until Jesus comes back, we've been called to fast. We're in a time frame right now where Jesus has called us to fast. We are the Acts chapter 1 verse 9 onwards people. We're living in that time frame. Jesus said, when I go, that's when my people will fast. And he spoke into that time frame in Matthew chapter 6 verse 17 and 18. And he said, when you fast, not if you fast. It's not a question of if I should fast. It's a question of when. It's just a question of you looking at your calendar and saying, when am I going to do it? When you fast, put oil on your head and wash your face so that it'll not be obvious to men that you're fasting, but only to your Father who is unseen, and your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. Amen. When you fast. This is the time frame that we're in right now. It's a period where the church has been called by our Savior to fast. Amen. It's not something we can ignore. It's not something we can put off. If you think it's dangerous, then you lack knowledge of fasting and you need to go and buy a good book. I have a book that I wrote. It's on Amazon. It's called Extraordinary Living. You can buy it. It's got a whole lot of information on fasting. But this is the time right now where the church has been called by our Savior to fast. And he has said that there are benefits to fasting. Those benefits are tied into your breakthrough. Those benefits relate to the old garment. They relate to the old wineskin. There are some things in fasting that you can achieve that God will use to position you for the so much more in 2024. Amen? There are benefits. And you say to me, well, what are you talking about? How is fasting related to my breakthrough? Well, why don't you turn with me to Acts chapter 2, and let's have a look at verse 1. Acts chapter 2, by the way, is past Acts chapter 1, verse 9. Do you agree with me? It's past. And remember, Jesus said when he leaves, from Acts 1, verse 9 onwards, that we would be fasting. So Acts chapter 2, we know that they're in the upper room. The Bible says that they are praying. The Bible doesn't specifically say in Acts that they are fasting, but I do have the words of Jesus saying that after Acts 1 verse 9, the church will be fasting. And so there is a strong possibility that in the upper room, they weren't just praying, but they were fasting as well. You get that? Acts chapter 2 verse 1 and 2. When the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. Suddenly a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. Bump your neighbor and say a sound. Yeah, that's crucial. That's what happens when you pray and fast. You hear the sound of heaven. It's one of the most important things in your Christian walk that you would hear the sound of heaven. When you fast and pray, your ears are sensitized to the voice of God. Your ears are sensitized to the Word of God. When you fast and pray, you begin to hear God speak to you personally. It's like the man that was lame. You get lowered down at the feet of Jesus and you hear him speak to you personally. Fasting and praying opens up the spiritual airwaves. It gets rid of the cluttering and the clanging, and it allows you to hear what God is saying. It allows you to hear God's voice personally. Personally. Amen. The first scripture that Jesus made reference to when he finished his 40 days of prayer and fasting is found in Matthew chapter 4 and verse 4. And he said over there, man does not live on bread alone, but every word that comes from the mouth of God. And that word in the Greek is rhema. It means utterance. It means God spoke to you personally. I'm glad you're hearing my voice, but you need to say, God, what are you saying through this man's voice to me? Because I need to hear you personally. I'm glad you're hearing the Bible school teacher's voice and the life group leader's voice. But when they bring the word, you should be saying, Father, what are you saying through them to me personally? Personally, personally, personally. You need to hear the word of God personally, personally. Fasting and praying positions you to hear the word of God personally. What's the big deal, Pastor? Personally, personally. Because Romans 10 verse 17 says, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Did you know that in the Greek that word is again rhema? Utterance. Faith doesn't just come by hearing the word of God. Oh, it's quiet in this place. I'm a pastor. I know. I stand in front of people and bring the word of God every Sunday. There are Sundays when people, hasn't happened for a while, but I have seen it, they fall asleep in church. Now, if you say to me, faith comes by hearing, by I'm giving the word. The dude's falling asleep. Faith comes by hearing the word of God personally. The rhema word of God. The rhema word of God. You can fill a whole room full of people and bring the word of God, bring the word of God. Not everyone's faith is going to be built, but there are some people that hear God's voice through the speaker's voice, and suddenly faith kicks on the inside. I'm glad you're in the building, but just being in the building listening to the word doesn't necessarily mean that your faith is going to grow, that your faith is going to be ignited. You need to be in this place and say, God, what are you saying to me? Yeah, you're using a vessel, God. You're using a vessel, a human being, to bring the word. But what are you saying to me? I need a rhema. Faith is ignited when the rhema word of God comes. Faith grows on the inside of you. Faith grows on the inside of you. Faith grows on the inside of you. And when that happens, 1 John 5 verse 4 kicks in. This is the victory that has overcome the world, even our faith. Now you can confront, challenge, and overcome the weaknesses in your life, the limitations and the hindrances because of faith. A faith that is rooted in having heard God speak to you personally. And one of the places that that comes from is a place of fasting and prayer. As I fast and pray, oh, Pastor, why do you fast and pray? I fast and pray because I position myself. I clear the airwaves of the clatter and the clanging and the noise of everyday life, and I get to the feet of Jesus so I can hear just one word from God. It's going to change my life. Yeah, and I can give you 20 scriptures on healing, and you can read them. But until one of them becomes personal, until one of them becomes, until you feel that with one of the scriptures, then you can read, and you can still struggle with your physical health. It's when you get the rhema. That's why some people get it and other people don't. That's why some Christians are frustrated that other Christians have got something they don't have. And they say, but I'm doing the same thing. But you're missing something. Just the Logos alone is not going to work. You need to get to a place where you hear Him speak to you. I got to get a word. If my life is going to change, I got to get a word. He's got to speak to me personally. That's what's going to happen. Just one word from God will change your life. Just one word from God will change your life. So I go to 2 Kings chapter 3, and it's a story of three kings trapped in a desert together with their armies. They've run out of water. Bump your neighbor and say they've run out of water. Got no water. They're too far in the desert to turn back. And the enemy, the Moabites, is just around the corner. Well, that's a critical situation. So the one king, the king of Israel, Joram or Jehoram, he responds, and I paraphrase, he says, we're going to die. It's over. It's finished. There's no way out of this situation. We are going to die. We may as well dig our graves. It's finished. It's all over. The second king, the king of Edom, says nothing. But the third king, the king of Judah, Jehoshaphat, and I paraphrase, says, can we not just get one word from God? Can we not just get one word from God? I know we're in a desert with thousands of people and we've run out of water and the enemy's just around the corner, but just one word from God can turn the situation around. So Jehoshaphat understands what the Bible says in Psalm 138, verse 2. The Bible says God has exalted His word above all things. The promise of God is always greater than the problems of this world. Say with me, the promise of God is always greater than the problems of this world. That's it. Jehoshaphat gets it. I'm in a desert with thousands of people. We've run out of water. But the promise. I know my situation is great. I know my difficulty is intense. But the promise of God. God has exalted His word above all things. Just one word from God, Jehoshaphat said. And even this situation can be turned around. And Jehoshaphat understands, if I can not just get that word, but if I can vocalize it, if I can say what God has said to me, my Lord, it's fireworks. Tell your neighbor, if you can say what God has said to you, it's fireworks. It's lights out for the devil. So I got to hear it personally. Then I got to open my mouth. I got to say what God has said to me personally. Because when you do that, you invoke Psalm 103, verse 20, where the Bible says, angels hearken to the voice of His word. You give God's word voice. When you speak what He has spoken to you, angels come on the scene. The battle now is no longer yours, but it becomes the Lord's. God shows up. Somebody's heard His word and He's speaking it. I don't care if you're in a desert with thousands of people and there's no water. I don't care what your circumstance is. A word has come and someone's opened their mouth and spoken that word. I can tell you the situation will change. Speak what God has spoken to you. Speak what God has spoken to you. And the next thing we see in the story, God is so confident when you and I do that, when we actually hear and we speak that which He has said to us. He is, bump your neighbor and say, God is confident. He's so confident. God is so confident that when you hear the Rhema word of God and you speak it, so confident. He says in Isaiah 55 verse 11, speaking to the prophet Isaiah, he says, so is my word that goes out from my mouth, the rhema, the word that goes out from my mouth, not the logos, the mouth thing, the personal thing, the lying at the feet of Jesus, that word will not come back to me empty, but it will accomplish what I desire and achieve the purpose for which I sent it. God says, if they can get a word and they can give it mouth, it's over for the devil. Amen? It's over for the devil. And so the instruction comes right there in the desert. The prophet Elisha shows up and he brings a word to the three kings. And he says to them in 2 Kings 3 verse 16, I want you to make ditches in this valley. Make ditches in the valley. Dig in the valley. Dig in the valley. And in verse 17, 2 Kings 3, verse 17, he says, you will see neither wind nor rain, but this valley will be filled with water. I want to say to you, when you fast and pray, the Rhema word of God makes its way to you. And that word goes into your valley. And it begins to dig in your valley. It begins to go beneath the surface because there is stuff underneath the surface that needs to be brought up. There are things in your life that are holding you back. The Rhema word of God comes and it begins to bore. It begins to dig. It begins to drill down in the valley. The valley, the old garment, the old wineskin, the things that are holding you back. The Rhema word of God goes there and it brings to the surface. Isaiah 58 verse 6 says, is not this the kind of fasting I have chosen, to loose the chains of injustice and untie the cords of the yoke, to set the oppressed free and break every yoke. When you fast and pray, the Rhema word of God comes, goes to your valley to loose, to break, to untie, to remove the old garment and the old wineskin. The word of God goes into the valley, the place of your weakness, the place of your limitation, the place that's holding you back. The word of God goes there and sets you free. And the Bible says, and I give you the word of God as I hear it today, 2 Kings 3 verse 17, this valley will be filled with water. I say to you as I hear it from God, that God will fill your valley with His presence and His power. As you fast and pray and continue coming to the early morning prayer meeting and give yourself wholeheartedly to fasting and praying, God will go into the valleys of your life and He'll remove that which needs to be removed, uproot what needs to be uprooted, and He will cause the valley to be filled with His presence and His power. The old garment will go. The old wineskin will go. And you will be in a place where you can say so much more in 2024. And there'll be nothing holding you back. 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 Stand with me to your feet. Say with me, nothing holding me back. Say with me, nothing holding me back. Say to another person, nothing holding me back. Say again, nothing holding me back. 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 Give Him all the praise. Truly I say to you that this will be a year of Ephesians 3 verse 20. A year where God will do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that you can ask, expect, or imagine. But make sure you get rid of the old garment and the old wineskin. Let God get into the valley. with a rhema, an utterance, a word from Him. Father, we reverence You, worship You in this place. There's nobody like You, Jesus. There's no one like You, Jesus. Spoke to a man yesterday. I was buying some new clothes, as you can see. And I was at Woolworths. And I went in to try the clothes in the fitting room. And there was a man called Kurt who was there. They give you the little tag, two items, whatever. And when I walked out and I walked away, the Holy Spirit said to me, go speak to Kurt. And I kind of, you know, I was already far down the road and I thought, I'll do it later. I'll come back later. And I did come back later. And I went to Kurt and I said, Kurt, do you know Jesus? And he shook his head. And I said, Kurt, I come from a family of alcoholics. And I gave my life to the Lord 33 years ago. And I haven't had a drink since then. Kurt said, how do you know that I drink? How do you know that's my problem? I said, I don't, Kurt. I just know that the Lord said I must speak to you. And in that moment, Kurt's eyes opened. And he realized that the only way out of his mess is through Jesus. And we had a moment. You know, you always think you have those moments in church. You can have those moments in Woolworths. You have a moment right there. Me and Kurt, just having a moment right there. Bam, the power of God comes upon him. I said, Kurt, it's Jesus. He looks at me and says, 33 years you've been clean. I said, clean as a whistle, Kurt. It's Jesus. It's what He does. And Kurt's eyes opened. And in his heart, he knew this is where he has to go. I know as you've come into the surface that your eyes have also been open. That while I've been speaking and while the songs have been singing, God's been ministering to your heart. And I know that you know that Jesus is the way to go. I want to ask you just to bow your heads and close your eyes. Jesus didn't come just to give us something to do on Sunday. He came to change your life. My life was changed. I used to lie on the street drunk. All right. Drive my car, often not get home, park it anywhere, just sleep in the car. I had a tremendous problem with alcohol. My mom died from the final stages of alcoholism. As you hear my voice, hear me today. It was Jesus. Jesus is a life changer. Changes your life. Changes it. And the Bible says He is the way, the truth, and the life, and the only way to the Father. There is only one way to God, and that's through Jesus. Come to God because He loves you. Come to God because He has a great plan for you. Come to God because He wants to heal you. Come to God because He wants to love on you. Come to God because He wants to direct you and lead you. Come, come, come to God this morning. Come to God. Give Him your life. Give Him your life. You'll be amazed what He can do. He takes orphan girls and turns them into queens. And He takes shepherd boys and makes them kings. He does miracles. You have no idea the purpose and destiny God has for your life. Before you were born, while you were still in your mother's womb, every day ordained for you was written in His book. Don't waste it. Come to God. Let Him heal you. Let Him love you. And let the greatness of His plan work through your life. With every head bowed and every eye closed, you say, Pastor Mark, please pray for me. I want to give my life to Jesus. If that's you, I want you to slip your hand up where you are. Wherever you are, please pray for me, Pastor Mark. I want to give my life to Jesus. God bless you. I see a hand at the back. Wherever you are, just slip it up. Please, Pastor Mark, pray for me. I don't want to go home the way I came in. I want to give my life to Jesus. Wherever you are, just slip your hand up. Keep your eyes closed and your head bowed. This is between you and God. Is your heart right with God? If you were to die today, would you go to heaven? Come on, get your heart right with God. This part of the service is for salvation. This part of the service is for healing your heart. This part of the service is for those that have lost their way to find it again. This part of the service is for you to come to the altar, for you to pray a prayer together with me and get your heart right with God. You don't know how many days you have left. Come to Him. One more time, if you haven't lifted your hand yet, but you know that you need to slip it up quickly, I'll see your hand and I'll pray for you. I'll see your hand and I'll pray for you. I want to ask everyone who lifted their hands, I want to ask you to slip out from where you're standing, and I want to ask you to come to the front. Come to the front, wherever you are, wherever you are, wherever you are, wherever you are, come. Come to the front, that's right. Just slip out from where you're standing. Slip out from where you're standing, come. Come, I'm waiting for you. I'm waiting for you, come. Come, come, He loves you. He loves you, He loves you, He loves you. Come, come, come. Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. Give Him your heart. Come. Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. Come, come, come. We're waiting for you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Come on, saints. Keep clapping. Keep praising God. Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. Come, come, come. God bless you. 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 Come, come, come. Yes, yes, yes. People are coming to Jesus. Keep clapping your hands. Come on. Give Him your life. Don't leave it for next week. Next Sunday. Come today. Come right now. Come to Jesus. 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 Give Him your life. Come, come, come. Keep singing that song. Keep coming. Keep coming. Those of you at the back in the balcony, keep coming to Jesus. Keep coming to Jesus. Give Him your life. Give Him your heart. Come on. It's still time for you to come. Some of you are putting it off. Saying, I'll do it next week, next month. Do it now. Do it now. Give your heart to Jesus. Give your heart to Jesus. I'm waiting for 3 more people. I feel in my heart 3 more people. Do it now. Don't delay. Give your heart to Jesus. Come, come, come. Wherever you are, whatever you've done, give Him your heart. God bless you. Here comes one. Here comes two. One more person. One more person. One more person. God bless you. Coming from the back, God bless you. Come, come, come. Come to Jesus. God bless you. Women of God, the Lord's going to use you. It's been warfare over your life, but this is the day God called you to. He's going to shape and mold you and use you to change a generation. You've been called by God. You know it. The anointing of God. Stand behind this woman. The anointing of God's going to come upon you. You're going to be one of those that are radically changed, and God's going to use you to affect the multitude. Your friends and family are going to see it. Your mouth is going to open, and it won't be your words. It'll be the Word of God, and it'll touch people's hearts. When you pray, the heavens will open, and the glory of God will come into your prayer closet, and the Lord will visit you. The Lord will visit you. Those visitations you will carry into your future. People's lives will be touched and changed. Hallelujah. This is my greatest reward every Sunday. Hallelujah. Let's give God praise. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. I see destiny. I see purpose. I want us all to pray this prayer together. Those of you in front especially, say these words. Say with me, Jesus.
Jesus.
Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
I believe that you are the Son of God.
That you are the Son of God.
And that you died for me.
That you died for me.
Jesus.
Jesus.
I am so sorry.
I am so sorry.
For everything.
For everything.
I have done wrong.
I have done wrong.
Please forgive me.
Please forgive me.
Jesus.
Jesus.
I stand here.
I stand here.
At the altar.
At the altar.
Today.
Today.
And I ask you.
And I ask you.
to be my Lord,
to be my Lord
and my Savior.
And my Savior.
With my mouth,
I confess
that you are Lord.
That you are Lord.
And in my heart,
and in my heart,
I believe
that you rose from the dead.
According to your word,
today,
I am saved.
I am saved.
I'm born again.
I'm born again.
Blood washed.
Blood washed.
Spirit filled.
Spirit filled.
I am a child of God.
My past is behind me.
I'm a new creation.
I'm a new creation.
Devil, hear my voice today.
Hear my voice today.
You're under my feet.
You're under my feet.
You're under my feet.
You're under my feet.
Jesus Christ is my Lord.
He's my Lord.
I'll not go back.
Not go back.
I'll not turn back.
I'm not turning back.
No. I will serve the Lord with all my heart from this day forward. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Come on, give God all the praise.
We trust you enjoyed this message. To stay connected to Durban Christian Center, like us on Facebook, follow us on Instagram, and download our DCC Church app. Hop onto our website for any information you might need about the Durban Christian Center. If you are in Durban, South Africa, we would absolutely love for you to join us at our Sunday morning services at 8 a.m. and 10:30 a.m. You can find us at 39 Garth Road, Mabel. God bless you. We look forward to seeing you. Bye-bye.